614 1320 WILS. So, Governor Snyder getting a report card from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa Wozniak is the executive director there. Lisa, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Most of the conservation voters, would you say they're Republican or Democrats?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I actually think the values that are shared by our members are ones that are based basically on a real deep desire to protect our Great Lakes and the health of our communities. And I would say it's a mix between Republican and Democrat. Mm-hmm. A lot of independents, too, people that actually have just not associated with themselves with either one of the parties.
So you wouldn't say one or the other party has a majority in that area?
Well, I mean, I think over time, unfortunately, this issue has, depending on how you talk about things, can be seen as partisan. I mean, I think if, you know, people talk about some issues, I don't know, I mean, people banter around the term climate denier, which definitely sends some people into the corner and says, you know, keep away from me, I know what kind of person you are. But frankly, if you talk about things in terms of values and what we value here in Michigan, we value our Great Lakes. They're a key part of our economy. They're a key part of our of what we enjoy doing. We boat, we sail, we hike and we fish along the shorelines. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are pure Michigan values, and you know, we can even talk about things like climate change based within that. We can reach a lot more people. Mm-hmm. And this report card is really an analysis of what has Governor Snyder been doing as it relates to everything from public lands to clean air.
I should know the grades, you know, in general were not very good from what I could tell. You did give him an F for the Flint water crisis. Was that for how he handled it after it became a crisis?
Well, let me first just say that we did an analysis of a whole host of issues. We actually looked at 84 specific actions taken by Governor Snyder over the last 2 years, January of 2015 to February of this year. Flint was definitely one of the issues we looked at very, very closely, and unfortunately, that crisis overshadows so many other aspects of the work. I mean, it's an issue that if you actually travel anywhere in this country or even overseas, and you say you're from Michigan, mm-hmm. the first thing they ask these days is, Flint.
So the F was for the crisis itself, you're saying?
That's right. And okay. So we've actually issued grades on a whole host of issues. Flint, yes, he got an F. Clean energy, actually, he got an A. Governor Snyder was graded on five other issue areas. Air quality, he got a D+.
Why is Great that? Lakes and, why D+ for air quality?
That's a great question. We actually split clean energy and air quality for the first time, which gave the governor an A in the energy sector, and as I said, a D+ in air quality. And really, the difference there is there were a couple of really important issues that he had to address related to clean energy. And one of them, for example, was that the governor opposed a plan by the Environmental Protection Agency to strengthen national standards for ground level ozone, commonly known as smog. He also, his DEQ failed to submit a state implementation plan on sulfur dioxide levels in Southeast Michigan. And then there was this really interesting issue. First, a negative for the governor, and then, frankly, a positive. In 2015, his DEQ proposed a plan, I would call it a reckless plan, to completely stop monitoring and managing the use of approximately 600 untested chemicals that are released by smokestacks throughout the state. Okay. So there was no assurance to families that the air was safe to breathe. But happened?
Uh-huh.
Can I just continue? Yes. What happened was we got a new director into the DEQ, and amid all the Flint crisis, and that Flint crisis really caused people in the administration to look more closely at some of these things. And soon after Director Grether took the helm at the DEQ, the administration rethought that proposal. Yeah.
Tell me this, Lisa, do you view the governor as having to balance business and economic concerns with environmental concerns? Is it something where he can't necessarily get straight A's on a report like this?
Well, we always care deeply about the future of the economy here in Michigan. I think there's a false dichotomy that's often posed, which it's either the environment or it's the economy. And as we, I think, all know, our environment is intimately linked to our economy here in Michigan, not only just in terms of recreational activities and what we market as pure Michigan, but we have the second most agriculturally diverse state in the entire country, and that is largely based on our natural resources.
Yeah, but do sometimes those interests, I mean, do they basically go against each other sometimes, where you have to basically choose between the two?
I think that if you look at the Flint crisis, I mean, I think that right there was where we put dollars and cents over and above some of the decision making around clean water, and that was a big mistake.
Yeah,
I would offer that's
beyond argument. No, you're right there, Lisa. Just a minute here left, but you gave him a C for Great Lakes and Michigan waters. Can you tell me why that was?
Sure. We have some really big challenges to our Great Lakes right now. And one of them that you and your listeners may know well about is, frankly, the runoff from large-scale industrial ag, some of the sewage issues and septics that are all playing into this nasty, green, toxic algae that is plaguing our waterways.
It's in Lake Erie there, yeah. But what did he not do about that?
Well, we have a chance here in Michigan to reclaim our legacy as being a leader on a host of issues, notably Great Lakes protection. Right now, what's called the Domestic Action Plan that has been put in place here in the state of Michigan and still in draft form, getting close to finalized, is very, very weak as it pertains to actually addressing this issue. We have fallen behind states like Ohio and actually taking steps forward on this. And one simple example is Ohio has banned the application of fertilizer, manure on frozen fields in the state because they know it runs right off. Mm-hmm. And we haven't yet done that here. And those are the kinds of actions that could have, you know, great implications for protecting Lake Erie, for as a step to save it, because the lake is in deep, deep peril right now.
Lisa Wozniak, she is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters right here on 1320 WILS. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.